Hi, I'm Dr. Clay McDonald, and this is the President's Podcast. My guest today is Patricia Estrada. Patricia is the lead clinician at Logan's Health Center at the Stephen A. Orthwein Paraquad Center. I have to ask you first, is the name really Stephen A. Orthwein Paraquad Center, or is there a shorter version of that?
I wish there was an even shorter version of that. Normally we say the Orthwein Center, but because of its relationship for Paraquad, the name Paraquad is still known throughout the city.
And it was historically Paraquad.
Exactly.
Right? So it's so hard. Every time I read it or see it or say it, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Right.
Well, welcome. I really look forward to this conversation for a while now. And I'd like to ask you to start by talking about the mission of the Orthwein Center, as well as the history of our involvement in it,
right?
And then to now yours, right?
Exactly.
For some time now.
So Paraquad and now the Orthwein Center has been kind of a institution that I think it's a hidden gem of St. Louis. Paraquad provides different services throughout St. Louis. It provides over 33 different services to the community, and it specializes in services for people with disabilities, whether that be cognitive or physical. And so one of those services is the Stephen A. Orthwein Center, which provides an all-access gym, and that's where Logan comes in. And Logan has been part of Paraquad for, I want to say, since 2010, thanks to the efforts of doctors like Dr. Mercer, who started that relationship in order for us to provide services to the community. And since then, she's worked really hard, as well as the leadership of Logan, to maintain that leadership and that relationship. And us being there is just a continuation of those efforts.
Right, of her original work. High patient volume?
Definitely for our small space.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're in a very, I want to say about 800 square feet. And within that space, we've been able to see up to over 500 patients in a month. And so that could be considered a lot.
Yeah, well, it's all relative, space. Right?
Exactly.
And for students, what's that experience? What do you think why do students love it so much? I guess I would say.
Well, I'm happy to hear that they love it so much. I think that initially the idea of providing services to a different community could be intimidating. I think they love it so much because I think we started intentionally making it a situation where students would feel not only that they're meeting requirements, but that they have a connection and ownership of the clinic. And so the idea has always been that we are providing a service to our community, but as well as feeling like they have kind of a group practice. And so we learned everything from handling phone calls and the front desk to engraving ourselves into the community by going out and doing community services and providing those kind of events that promote the services that we provide to the community, but also for students to get comfortable talking about chiropractic and what we
do. To those communities. Yeah. And as much as the students love it, we get tremendous feedback from patients over the years, the clients of Paraquad who come in. Talk a little about that.
Yeah, I think that they get excited that they're in a place that, starting from Paraquad alone, Paraquad is a community where they feel safe, that they feel that they are taken care of, and that their needs are really centralized to what they need. So in a very diverse and maybe even socially economic low-income community, the diversity is a big play, and everything from transportation is a necessity. So coming out to Chesterfield or Mid Rivers may not be an option because of public transportation, but the fact that we are centralized met one of the needs. And so I think that they are aware that we are trying to meet their needs and that we are continually learning about what those needs are and how we can meet them.
Right. How you positively impact their lives.
Right.
But it clearly you do. It's just how can you improve that all the time, right?
Correct. And so, we definitely are thinking big with Dr. Bono and being more innovative and trying to decide how we can expand and serve the community better.
Well, and one of the things you've done was you promoted the idea of moving outside of Paraquat itself and offering services to the immediate community. If the immediate community is largely Hispanic, and it's a great outreach clinic for us there in that there's another group of people who have historically not been well served. So talk about that, how you did that, how it's evolving and
so how it's going. So obviously St. Louis is a, like we said, diverse community, whether it's socioeconomic or racially diverse. And it is surprising to know that there is a good amount of the Hispanic or Latinos community that we are not necessarily being able to tap in and reach in the past. And again, it goes into because of location, transportation, and obviously the language barrier. But within that, St. Louis is thriving as well. So it's also broad because we're not just talking about low-income Hispanics. There are very affluent Hispanics within St. Louis as well. But it's for them to know that we provide those services. And so reaching out to the community can look like being part of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And so we've become reestablishing that relationship, becoming members again with them. And one of the things that I recently did was be part of their Hispanic Leadership Institute as a program that the Hispanic Chamber provides, which was a very enriching program, and that we actually have another employee of Logan University being part of that. And so, again, it's being part of the community, getting to know who our neighbors are, and then understanding and meeting the needs that they need.
And the response to the community itself to the clinic?
Has been great. We have not only become a clinic for Paraquat where the participants come in, but we have staff, faculty, the very community that is the Stephen R. Klein Center is composed of PTs and OTs that come and see us. But because we are open to the public, we also have people from the community, nearby residents that find out about us and the things that we do, such as TrailNet, which is a great biking community that advocates for laws for biking in St. Louis. We've come to meet that community and they've come to see us. And with the Hispanic community as well, we're trying to let them know that we're there, that we provide services in Spanish. And we hope that that grows and continues to grow.
Well, and for the students going through that, they get exposure to another group of people they may not historically have gotten exposure to.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest changes, I think, for them is to see a group that requires care for chronic conditions. And chronic conditions can be very difficult to manage because a lot of the time it's supportive care that we are providing in order to minimize some of their pain or maybe add a little bit more to their daily life to improve that. And that can look differently from what they've experienced.
You're not going to fix it. What you're going to do, you may improve some functional, you know, some regain, and you're going to manage their pain.
But they can be difficult for a new student to see when they're coming out of maybe clinic and treating their peers, where they typically respond so quickly to them say, this is not responding as fast as I'd want.
But it's gold to them.
It is absolutely. If you're in chronic pain, when that light bulb goes on.
And you're very limited, you know, then you see how much the patient
And when the patient tells you something like, I'm able to sleep better, I'm able to do this, and it means so much to them. We've had patients in tears thanking us, and we're like, we're not sure we're doing as much as you're giving us credit for, but we're thankful that we're doing that.
Well, and some of that's biopsychosocial, right?
Absolutely.
Someone's listening, someone's trying, someone's taking me seriously.
Giving them
and
hope.
It's giving them tools and we empower them.
Exactly.
So if I can do something, a little thing, right? If I can regain some independence, that's a tremendous gift.
And I think that that's why it works so well with Paraquat, because we are mimicking that same message, right, and that atmosphere and that feeling continues. And so we're working really well together and saying, hey, you're doing this, continue to work out at Paraquat, right, use their facilities. And in turn, they're encouraging their participants to come and see us. Right. So it's a really nice relationship.
Well, it seems like a critical portion of our clinical education program, that the Qualified Community Health Centers, Paraquat, the expansion into South St. Louis, increasing access to chiropractic care for the immediate Hispanic community, and knowledge, and our students getting to treat more diverse series of patients, all seems, when you layer that with the VA and the Department of Defense here in St. Louis, it's been incredibly enriching for the students.
I think so.
Doing a great job.
Appreciate it.
A tremendous job, a key role. So thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your
time.
You
can tell we're chiropractors. We keep one.
Yes, yes. We're very touchy-feely people.